Did you know that something you see as trending on YouTube is very different from what people in other countries see? Check out a few tips on how to see the world through different eyes in just a few clicks. Feeling adventurous for some new video content? Get a VPN and connect to another country in one click. Open YouTube, get surprised with different videos. Watch what's trending or see the different search results you get for the same keywords. NordVPN has servers in 62 countries, so there are 62 different ways to watch your videos. Enhance your YouTube experience.
Hi everybody, this is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets with crypto profits. I am starting off with the Twitter account of official Beckstreet. Beckstreet.com is a new cryptocurrency news and information site. They have technical analysis and fundamental analysis, and they did a really great article on Electronium, which I'm going to feature in this video. I'm also going to let you know about what's happening with the interview with regards with Richard Ells, and I've got some news with regards to Electronium and Elevate Group, what's happening there. Now, before I continue, I want to let you know this is not investment advice. Do your own due diligence and don't invest any more than you can afford to lose. All I'm doing in this video and all my other videos is sharing with you what I'm discovering as I travel along on the blockchain. Now, this video is being filmed in my friend's back garden. I'm away for a few days. I'm in the garden. Spring is coming and you can hear the birds chirping. And let's start with Beckstreet.com, how to separate reality from fiction in the crypto space, featuring Electronium. Now, I'm also going to do a little bit of technical analysis with regards to Electronium, so you can find out what my take on it is. And remember, I'm not in any way an investor or a professional trader or anything like that, okay? All right, so what this article says is that one of the things that's really, really important, I'm paraphrasing here, and I'll link to it in the description below, is one of the things that's really, really important in cryptocurrency is due diligence. But they also say that due diligence is important anywhere in the world. You know, you've got to check stuff out before you engage with it. Like if you're going to go and get a new job, right, you want to check out the company that you're going to go and work for and what the job is. You've got to do your due diligence about that. I recently bought a new laptop. This is actually a new MacBook that I'm recording on. And I did a bit of due diligence and checked out the supplier and had a look at whether I should get this model or that model. So I did my due diligence. And you also, and the example that they use in this article is that of going out on a first date. And the process of going out on a first date is you are doing some due diligence. You want to check out who this person is, whether you get on with them or not, how well are you going to connect, right? Are you safe and secure with them? All that kind of stuff. And one of the problems with cryptocurrency is that this is a new and burgeoning industry. Doesn't have much in the way of regulations. A lot of the information sources aren't reliable or known. And that presents us with all sorts of challenges. There have been scam projects and there have been sham projects. And what I mean by a sham project is a project that doesn't survive. It doesn't sustain itself, you know, for mismanagement or because the idea was never feasible or for whatever reason, it never takes off. And that happens with startups generally. Most startups fail. Now, one of the things that it says that a lot of cryptocurrencies talk about is mass adoption and how important mass adoption is. Oh, and by the way, I've got another video coming up in the next few days or so about mass adoption. So do subscribe, comment, all that stuff. And so you know when that's coming out. And it's going to be about the importance of privacy and mass adoption. And one of the things to remember about Electronium is it started off as a privacy coin, and in some respects it still is a privacy coin because you can't look inside somebody's wallet. They still have stealth addresses. Okay, so let's go on. There's a bit right at the end that I want to talk about. So I've covered the due diligence, the bit right at the end, the four key concerns of crypto, and I thought this was pretty smart. The lack of clarity and direction provided to potential users of the blockchain. The nature of decentralization can bring with it a lack of support and company visibility that is otherwise seen in mainstream businesses. So blockchain is, you know, a lot of blockchain is all about decentralization, and that means that you don't have a central agency or body that you can go and appeal to or refer to or be guided by. A lack of dedicated peer review mechanism to improve customer confidence and inspire a collective approach to highlighting the very best the crypto industry has to offer. Minimal regulatory compliance across the crypto industry, with very few companies in a position to demonstrate to potential investors, users, and a wider market that this is a viable solution. And I think part of that is also due that this is such a young industry. You know, we are pioneering. Volatility, price manipulation, scams, and hacks make up the most media-worthy headlines and often overshadow points 1 to 3. Now, as I'm recording this, you know, there's a lot of noise in the crypto Twitter sphere about Craig Wright threatening to sue people who have alleged that have called him a fraud and said he's not Satoshi Nakamoto, and he's suing all that. So that's taking up a lot of space in the Twitter sphere versus talking about the viability of particular projects. It's evident that in order to break this cycle, at least a few of the points above need to be addressed and overcome. Market confidence and acceptance of those new to the industry needs to be addressed, and a focus on attracting and engaging with 99% of the population that aren't currently involved would also help. So we have perhaps less than 1% people involved in cryptocurrency, 1% of the population of the US or the UK actually involved in cryptocurrency. But that's not going to bring about mass adoption. You can have mass adoption when you have the vast majority of people or a large swathe of people using cryptocurrency. If you consider like how Google has mass adoption or Amazon has mass adoption, or, you know, the Android phones have mass adoption. That's what it's going to take. Electronium, London-based fintech company, well, they're not strictly speaking in London, they're outside London, they're in Kent, has pushed a number of these boundaries in their drive to aid mass adoption. Electronium, sorry, I'm just looking at the bird. It's very nice here, by the way. Electronium markets itself as the enablement currency, a mobile-based payment solution designed for the 99% who are yet to use blockchain technology. Headed up by Richard Ells, their vision is: we are using the power of blockchain to unlock the global digital economy for millions of people in the developing world, helping everyone to live life on their own terms. Our solution is enabling people to embrace their entrepreneurial spirit and find new ways to enhance their lives. So Electronium has tackled many of the regulatory and compliance issues by becoming the first crypto company to become fully compliant with Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering procedures, and they're the world's first crypto to adhere to the fifth EU anti-money laundering directive. And from this, they hope to demonstrate their reliability and trust in those that wish to work with them. Now, there has been controversy and objection to this, right? That here, why is a cryptocurrency, a privacy cryptocurrency that was a fork of Monero, going off and doing KYC? Like, if you want to use the mobile miner, and I have a link in the description below that will give you a bonus, right, to have free Electronium airdropped into your mobile wallet on a regular basis, you've got to do minimal KYC. By the way, there are ways around it. If you use a CLI wallet, you can bypass the KYC, but that's not easy. That's not easy for most people to use. So why do the KYC? Well, because what they want to do is they want to integrate cryptocurrency with regular industry. They want to integrate their means of payment with mobile phone companies. And mobile phone companies, as traditional legacy companies, need to know where the money is coming from and adhere to KYC and AML. So that's why Electronium has done it. Now, if you don't like it, well, you don't have to invest in Electronium. You don't have to use Electronium. You can use some other cryptocurrency. Okay. But what the KYC does is with the regulatory compliance, it provides a safety blanket for users, providing reassurance that in using ETN, users are operating in a safe environment, and if something were to go wrong, they have a contact mechanism for support. Now, here's a point that they don't make here that I want to make here, is that Electronium is not decentralized. It's hybrid. The blockchain is decentralized, but the web wallet and everything is, you know, it's a mix between centralized and decentralized. Okay. Now, Electronium has built a registered user database over 2.8 million and it's growing, with further mobile virtual network operator partnerships on the horizon. It is likely that this number will grow significantly into 2019. Oh yes, it will, because of all the work the team are doing in the background. They've relaunched their website with the target, and they're going to be launching the gig economy that's going to potentially enable more than 1.7 billion unbanked people worldwide to access online digital learning for the very first time. Now, I don't know how accurate that is, because I imagine a lot of the 1.7 billion are lack literacy, that they're not going to be able to do that. However, they will know enough to be able to use Electronium, use the mobile app as a means of payment. Back to the gig economy, it's designed to marry developing and developed economies and provide access to a low-cost new resource of highly motivated skilled people. It will allow users to learn, share, and monetize their digital skills using ETN as a payment. Now, Electronium is tying the gig economy into a wider ecosystem that has been built over the past 2 years. They ICO'd in October 2017, so maybe a year and a half. Plus, they were doing all the groundwork before that to get the ICO going. This includes their instant API payment system and their cloud mining project. The API has been used in the live environment through 2018 with vendors and allows instant payment from the user to the vendor. And the mining is a simulated process which airdrops up to $3 per month into a user's wallet app. So the whole idea is to create a system that encourages users to not just sell their ETN to fiat, but to reuse it by buying and selling goods and services within the ecosystem. So you have more and more companies, more and more projects using ETN as a standalone currency on its own. You know, so for example, you know, when I go about this town that I'm in, I use pounds to buy goods and services. What I don't do is then take the pounds and then convert them to another currency to then go and spend. No, I stay with using pounds. And what Electronium are building are an ecosystem where people can stay entirely inside Electronium and they can transact with that. And with more and more people tying into that, you're going to have more and more demand for Electronium as it's used as a standalone currency. The strength and growth potential will then depend upon those who use it and will inevitably entice many first-time users to the crypto space. That's right. So if you use my referral link and to get yourself the mobile miner, and I imagine most of you who are watching this video already have the mobile miner, but you now have your own referral link, which you can then pass on to your friends and family, and then they download the app for free off the Android Play Store or iOS, and they start getting free Electronium. Not a lot, but a little bit, okay? And it gets people going, it introduces them to cryptocurrencies. Electronium's journey so far provides a good degree of confidence that mass adoption is within reach. It may not be the route that many are anticipating, but it is one that has been well thought out, structured, and executed. Has it? Has it? I'm going to come to that when I start looking at the price of Electronium and what's happening there. For those who follow crypto with interest, you'll have heard countless times of companies who are striving to make mass adoption a reality. And the media often covers the Bitcoin ETFs, SEC rulings or BACT, and how these could help trigger mass adoption. Most of these are focused on the short to midterm value of their assets, which of course is great news for those looking to take great profit. But what does mass adoption actually mean? Well, it means creating trusted ecosystems where consumers feel safe. It means attracting real-world users and providing them with a means to use it. It means empowering those with no prior experience. And it also means adapting to the world instead of expecting it to adapt to you. And then there's something else. It's got to be useful. It's got to be absolutely useful for the masses. And it's got to be an improvement on what's gone before. And I think in many cases, cryptocurrency really is, blockchain really is an improvement on what's happened before. And it's useful because of its utility. And because it is a better technology. And then where Electronium comes in, where it's useful, is because it's quick transactions, minimal cost, and it will allow people to pay their mobile phone bills with Electronium, earn Electronium through the gig economy, earn Electronium by selling goods and services. It's going to operate like a free-flowing currency. One that is catered to the unbanked and the underbanked. And they end with, it means we need to swap the 1% with the 99%. Put another way, Electronium are focusing on the 99%, not the 1%. And one way to do that is through the mobile phone network, because just about everybody in the world has a mobile phone, including people in parts of Africa and Southeast Asia and South America who may not be that literate, who may not have that much money, but they will have a mobile phone. Okay, so that's that on Electronium. Still to come is some news about Elevate Group and Electronium, and also what's happening with my interview with Richard Ells. Well, let me tell you what's happening with my interview with Richard Ells. So I have been in communication with him, and there is some work him and the team are doing in the background, pitching for new deals, new arrangements, new agreements with other cryptocurrencies. And what he said is, look, he's going to hold off until, what did he say? Sometime in May. I don't know, the middle of May or the end of May. Right, that'll get worked out, because by the time we get to May, no doubt he's going to be busy then as well, right? So I'm sorry it hasn't happened as quickly as I would like or as you would like, but there you go. So let's have a look at Electronium price chart. This is charts.cointrader.pro, and this is free, and this is the price chart, not in any particular exchange, but on CoinMarketCap. So it's an aggregate of what the exchanges report. And this is the weekly chart. Now, if you're not familiar with technical analysis, this candle, these are called candles, the red and green blocks, right, with these lines going up and down, which are called wicks. A red candle means that the price opened at this point, and over the course of a week, it went down to that point. So the price declined. A green candle means that the price went up over that same period. And the period that I'm looking at here is weekly candle. Now, the price currently at time of recording, which is on Wednesday the 16th of April, is, what is it? It's not showing here. So that's not moving. Okay, well, it's about there, right? It's pretty, pretty low. I don't know why it's not showing on my chart. Okay. So we have a 1,300 satoshis, or what, 10,100 satoshis? Here it is, here it is, here it is on the weekly chart. It's about 10,100 satoshis when it closed here, right? And what these lines are the exponential moving averages. So these are the moving averages of the last candles over different time periods. And over the weekly chart, you can see that Electronium, like the rest of the bear market, has been, the rest of the cryptocurrency market has been in a bear trend, because it's way below the EMA ribbon, all these EMAs. And they go from 10-week, 15-week, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50-week periods. So let's have a look on the daily chart, and then I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen with Electronium. And then what might be the reasons for that. And actually, you should put comments in the description below. Why do you think the Electronium price is going down? Now, some of the comments are going to be like, oh, Electronium's rubbish, right? It's not going to go anywhere. It's all a scam. It's not real mining and stuff. Well, I know it's not real mining. And anybody who holds Electronium knows that it's not real mining. And then you might all say, well, they're not doing anything. In which case, I would respond with, well, patience. It takes patience to build a successful business. Okay, so this is the daily chart. It's below the ribbons on the daily chart, still in a bear trend. We had the peak here, which was around the conference in Spain, when it went up, okay, and some announcements. And I think it's been going down because there haven't been any significant announcements. People may be getting patient, because one of the things is that people in the cryptocurrency space, it seems to me, lack patience. We all want Lambos now. Right, but like I said, it takes time to build something. Now, let me keep going out, going out, going out, going out. I think the price is likely to keep going down unless there's some fundamental change, unless there's some sort of announcement that oh my God, we're going to be doing an agreement with such and such big company, right? Until that time, I think the price is going to go down, and it's going to go down to this zone here. Because there is no real resistance, there is no real support, there's nothing here. It moved through these ranges very, very quickly. And this is where the resistance and the support is. And this could be a good buying opportunity. And we're going to have a better idea around then what the price is likely to do based upon other indicators. So let's have a look at the 4-hourly chart. And of course, it's going to be on the way down. It's all the way down. I haven't drawn that zone here. Let's have a look. Oh, yes, there it is. There it is. All-time lows there, right? So it's likely to touch the all-time lows. And what we should see, and what I'm hoping to see, is a bounce off them. And it's the same deal with the hourly chart as well. And the hourly chart really isn't much use unless you're going to be doing hourly trading. So it's the longer term trends, which would be the weekly and the daily, that'll give you a better idea of price action. So let's go back to the daily. Still learning this new Mac. It's very, very sensitive. Okay, let me try that. I'm not able to zoom out. Let's keep going. Okay, there you go. There you go. So we're looking at a continued drop to about here, which I can't tell. Okay, here we go. It's going to be about 8,700. 8,700 down to 8,100 satoshis, which may be a buy-in opportunity if you are sold on the feasibility and viability of this project, which I am. And I should have said before, I do hold a little bag of electronium. All right. Okay, now what I want to let you know about Elevate Group. Well, I'm involved with Elevate Group. They are a Bitcoin mining farm in Siberia. I've been to visit them, and what we do is we mine Bitcoin. And yeah, the electricity costs are very, very low, 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour. That's deducted, and then 20% fee is deducted, and then everything else, all the other Bitcoin is yours. So you get 80%. It's transparent, and it's way more affordable than any other Bitcoin mining service that I've come across. And you own the Bitcoin miners for the life of the miners, which can be 2, 3, 4 years. So all the Bitcoin that's mined is yours. Now, we are currently testing. We're doing a public beta test of electronium mining. So this will be mining electronium on an ASIC X3, which is a custom-built machine to mine electronium. And we're going to see what the returns are, and then look and see about offering that as a service for people if they're interested. And if you want to know more about that, I've got a link in the description below. Go join the Elevate Group Telegram and ask your questions. And I'm hopefully in the next few days or so, I'm hoping to get a little video or some pictures of the ASIC miners within Elevate Group. And I'll show the figures and how it's doing in terms of the return on investment. Okay, comments, questions in the description below. And between now and when I see you next, please keep filling your pockets with crypto profits. This is Crypto Rich signing out. All the best. Bye-bye.